Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
More now, time for the Jimmy Carter Report, brought to you by the Prime Bank of Texas. Also, our good friends at Swartner Farm and Ranch and Precision Camera and Video. Jimmy, after the age of 40, you're not supposed to eat hot dogs and sugar-free snacks and canned soup. How you doing on all that?
Really? I'm not doing any of those. I have been on a hot dog run about once every couple of weeks the last year, but I can cut that out. I know it's bad.
Oh,
they always said that if you eat a hot dog, takes a day off your life every time you eat one.
Well, they say that about bacon, too.
Yeah, I do bacon about, I don't know if I do once a week, but I certainly will do it a couple times a month if I eat a good breakfast somewhere, which I don't normally do. They don't mind sausage, though, do they?
Sauces?
Sausage.
Oh, sausage. But you know what?
It can't be good for you. It can't be.
Yeah, no, that's got to be in the hot dog category.
It's got to be in the hot dog category, and I do a little piece of sausage every day.
They also recommend after the age of 40, because it wreaks havoc on your body, do not eat gluten-free foods. Now, I guess if you've got the old gluten allergy, but think again, it says, swap out refined grains for whole ones.
I can't think about all that stuff.
I'm with you.
Just got to eat.
I'm with you.
I know certain things. I don't drink hardly. I don't smoke.
No, you don't.
And I don't do drugs. So I think that's how I made it this far.
Research shows.
I mean, I drink very little. I drink a glass of wine. I drink a scotch and water. You know, I had a vodka Collins the other day that I haven't had since I was 19. You know, but generally I don't do those.
You're not
really
hitting the booger
things.
Sugar at night?
No. What is booger sugar?
That's cocaine. Cocaine.
No. Never did that.
Well, wrapping up on the gluten-free foods.
I came into my world a couple of times, but that was it.
You would think that gluten-free foods would just be the best, but it actually is bad on your colon and digestive health, according to thehealthy.com. It slows the absorption of carbs, keep your blood sugar and your weight down, and it takes magnesium and makes it inflammatory to your entire body, further risking heart disease, diabetes, and cancer.
Wow.
What?
The one thing I did lately, and because my glucose number went up, is that I cut out cold turkey, and it's a big deal if you live in the Deep South. I cut out cold turkey and haven't gone back to sweet tea. Now, and that's not as big an issue in Texas, I don't think.
No,
but sweet,
ooh, I love
but
sweet tea.
Over 30 years, you brought up sweet tea more than you have your wife, or any of your wives, actually.
I love my sweet tea, but I hadn't had any now in a long time. My glucose number crashed down to normal.
Hmm.
And that was really the only thing I changed.
Well, it's like people drink 6 Cokes a day or something, yeah.
Yeah, and I've cut down my Cokes to basically half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And the rest of the time, I'm drinking water or Pellegrino or one of those things. I'm doing a lot better with water. So, all right, and that's our health report. Now
Thank
to the
you.
Weather.
Mm-hmm.
A hurricane will likely form in a day or so, if not today, and affect the U.S. next week down somewhere between probably Tampa and Key West. It could be a Category 2. 2, a Category 3 out in the middle of the Gulf. It will be named Sarah, the middle name for my middle daughter. And I called her. I said, you know you're going to have a Hurricane Sarah coming up here? And she said, no. I said, well, get ready.
Spell the same.
S-A-R-A, yeah.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, that's right.
And she's all, well, it's just, she's having a famous name issue these days. Sarah is also the bad lady on Yellowstone.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
By the way, speaking of names, we talked about this real early this morning. National Hurricane Center, as you said, is absolutely sure it not only is going to be a tropical storm, it's going to develop into a major hurricane. Currently, right now, hanging off the coast of the Honduras and Nicaragua. But the funny name that they give these things before they're actually named a tropical storm or hurricane, the Weather Service calls this, named this one, Invest 99L.
Yeah, they're all Invest.
Isn't that weird?
They're all named Invest, whatever that means. I don't know.
Huh, okay.
All right, here we go. The big one today. Donald Trump nominated Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. One of the first things Matt Gaetz did is resign from Congress yesterday, but he did it for a reason, not because he's nominated. It's ahead of a report that's coming out, or was to come out tomorrow, that he engaged in sexual misconduct.
But they've already dropped those charges. Allegedly.
There's a report that's coming out tomorrow. They didn't know. Not necessarily. I don't know where that is, but the report was to come out tomorrow. And I don't know that they'll put it out if he's a former member of Congress.
Hmm.
See the logic behind that?
Oh, man.
So it may stay private. Sean Hannity, God bless him, he did Perry Mason-like defense of Matt Gaetz last night. As good as anybody is going to do. But I don't know if that's going to get him through the confirmation process at the Senate when this comes up next month. Definitely. And then Tulsi Gabbard, she would have been pretty controversial, but Matt Gaetz is getting all the attention. Also, Pete, that's the defense secretary nominee, he was getting a lot of heat until the Matt Gaetz is getting all the heat now. They pretty much don't have time for anybody else. They are. I mean, that could have been put in smart. Trump's smart enough to put that in as diversion. Let him catch all the heat. Let these other things slip under the radar, and he'll lose him and win everything else.
Well, you've shed some real light on this. Thank you for bringing it up. Yes, I even brought up earlier this morning that, you know, he's gone ahead and resigned from Congress, and he may not get confirmed. It's very possible he might not. But here's what the report says. I just looked at how it's actually worded. The House Ethics Committee and the Justice Department dropped the scrutiny and the investigation as of yesterday when he resigned from Congress.
Mm-hmm.
That's what ended it. Oh, man.
But there's a report still that was supposed to come out tomorrow. And again, just because something got dropped doesn't mean he didn't do it, or it doesn't mean he did do it. So, mm-hmm. And what's he... There were some phone calls. I remember hearing them
yes,
with him and somebody and somebody else and young girls or something. So I don't know. Republicans did win control of the House yesterday. They needed 218. Now they have 221. With Matt Gaetz out, now they have 220. They have three people to replace with governors appointing and then having to have a special election. All three of those seats are expected to come back Republican. So they're probably going to end up still with 221 to 214 is the scoreboard there for Congress. But Matt Gaetz, boy, you're going to that really did make the heads spin. It was bad enough the Pete Hegseth. How do you pronounce his last name anyway?
Hegseth.
Interesting name. But he's kind of like a G.I. Joe. In charge of the Defense Department. He wants the soldiers to be soldiers like, you know, the Texas Ranger guy, like Chuck Norris. He wants those kind of people, you know, that are lethal and that are threatening. And as Rush Limbaugh said, the Air Force and the Army are supposed to drop bombs and break things. That's the kind of stuff he wants, and not some social experiment that some people accuse the military of leaning way too much into in the last 15, 20 years. So stay tuned. There's going to be lots of fighting, and they're all right now still in their circular firing squad mode in the Democratic Party. So they got to upright the ship a little bit and find out who their leaders are and do some more blame game. Yesterday, Biden meeting with Trump. We don't really, I mean, some of that was ceremonial when the cameras went there. But when the cameras left, they spoke for an hour, and then they brought in their chiefs of staff, and they were in there for another hour. Israel came up, Ukraine came up, those two subjects we definitely know they talked about. And there you go. Spirit Airlines stock, I hope you weren't a stockholder in that, down 59% as they prepare to file for bankruptcy after they have failed their merger talks with Frontier Airlines. Rivian, their shares are up 14% after Volkswagen boosted their investment in that company. So they are. The FBI has raided a New York City apartment of Shane Copeland, the founder and CEO of Polymarket. They are a prediction betting platform that rose to prominence during the recent election. It's not clear what the FBI was looking for. Spotify is going all in on video podcast. They want to dethrone YouTube in that. They're going to start paying creators who hit a certain engagement level. I think the engagement level on some of these people is about 1,000. If you get 1,000 downloads, they're going to start at least thinking about you on your podcast. So trying to get 1,000 people to, it's not as easy as it sounds, or it is as hard as it is does sound. Kraft Heinz no longer going to offer Lunchables to schools, blaming low demand. The Lead with Jake Tapper. I don't know if you ever watched that show. He had an interesting beginning to his show the other day, yesterday. He said, I'm going to get the exact quote here. "Welcome to The Lead. I'm Jake Tapper, and let me begin the show by uttering some words I never contemplated using together before. And those words are U.S. Attorney General Matt Gaetz."
Yeah.
I mean, they are freaking, you know, about this. The Wolfman Blitzer, he was freaking, and they all are. It's fun to watch in a way. I watch a little bit of Fox, but, you know, they're defensive of whatever it is, and everything is good. But on, you know, the other channel, it's like you want to see 180 degrees about whatever Fox is thinking, then you go to CNN, and I have not tried MSNBC. U.S. exports to Mexico account for nearly 16% of the overall exports in 2022 in the United States. Pretty significant. Now, one thing you heard about some fighting that wanted to go on, you know, tariffs to Mexico and all that. They have a new president in Mexico, and she says she wants to early meet with Trump's transition team before he takes office. So she's ready to sit down and negotiate, it says. Said the answer to tariffs is not more tariffs, it's to sit down and negotiate. So that's the general director of the Mexican Institute of Competitiveness. A tariff war doesn't end well, and that's true. So if they can negotiate something, then sounds like that's what they may try to do. And Trump, if nothing else, he likes to negotiate. He's a negotiator, and that's probably what it ought to come out with Mexico. So Mexico, very complicated place, that's for sure. And with all their international goings-on between China and the United States and the cartels with their differing levels of influence and the great people of Mexico and everybody in between. So complicated place down there for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget.
at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thursday morning, page two with Jimmy Carter.
You know, everywhere you turn, whether it's in your newspaper or you know, cut on television, you're going to hear politics. That's just the way it is. And that is the most important thing going on as one president leaves and a new president comes in with this new people, particularly after election like this. So it's just going to be the way. That's why I started with Hurricane up there, because that's a pretty significant story, possibly, because it's going to be Category 3 and then go into a 2 as it goes into Naples or Sarasota. If that's where it goes, according to the spaghetti models right now, they don't need anything like that. They don't need a Category 0 to come by because they're still trying to pick up the pieces over there in St. Petersburg and in all those beach towns with what they've had already this year. So that's a big story. But, you know, no one's got time. They're making time for the politics, and that's what they love to do anyway, controversy. And there's a Category 4 typhoon on track to hit the Philippines. That's liable to be a very big deal in the coming days. That's happening pretty soon. In the world of entertainment, I know it's hard to figure out what you want to, if you're going to try not to buy every subscription service there is. Today on Peacock, you've got The Day of the Jackal coming out. That is a 10-episode series with Eddie Redmayne. You might remember the title from a movie back in 60s or 70s, Day of the Jackal. It's a professional assassin and an intelligence officer. It is a thriller. The reviewers, and I bet they probably have got it right, they said episode 1 and 10 are great, and episodes 2 through 9 are filler. That's the way I thought about Yellowstone. First 15 or 20 minutes was really, really good. The last 15 or so was really, really good. And all that middle part in there with saddling horses and watching cows walk around and do all that, which was, you know, filler. And that's exactly what I think Day of the Jackal might be. But they did put all, I think they put all 10 episodes out in one day. Now, here's an example of a movie. Wow, they spent $250 million to make this movie. I'd never heard about it until yesterday. And I watched the trailer, and I said, man, this looks really good. I like this. You ever heard of Red One?
Yes. Isn't that a Christmas movie?
Yes, it is. Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans about the kidnapping of Santa Claus.
Yeah, it looks pretty interesting.
Dwayne Johnson is the head of security at the North Pole, and so he's kind of the number one security guy for Santa Claus, and Santa Claus lifting weights and doing all this stuff and getting ready to, you know, for Christmas. And meets the reindeer, they're ready to run and all that, and then somehow Santa Claus gets kidnapped. So they're going to run out and they got to find who got him. And so a globe-trotting, action-packed mission to save Christmas. And it's an expensive film, but I don't think they've marketed it very well. Comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, I've just seen it on social media, and that's about it.
For a $250 million movie, you think, you know, that's one of the problems, is that these ad people, these younger people that are the ad buyers at agencies, they think all the other media is dead. It's just social media, and they're going to get blown up on this one if that's all they did. Because I'm not in a box, and I do this all day, every day, and I just never ran it. I didn't even ran across it until then. So something's weird. Taylor Sheridan's new show, Landman, comes on this weekend. Two episodes debut on Sunday on Paramount Plus. Landman was written exclusively for Billy Bob Thornton. He plays Tommy Norris, a crisis executive at an oil company. And Billy Bob, who's not really happy with much of anything, is very happy with how all this turned out. And he gets to do a lot of... I love Billy Bob Thornton, and he can play scenery chewing scenes as good as anybody. And this one looks good. Landman. John Hamm's in it. Can't remember. I think Now, I won't say since I don't know exactly. But
is Demi Moore in it?
I thought so. Yeah, I thought Demi Moore was in it. And there's another lady that's in it. It looks good. It looks really good. So Landman starts Sunday on Paramount Plus. Tulsa King, I think it may wrap up on Sunday on Paramount Plus.
Michelle Randolph, Kayla Wallace, John Hamm, Allie Lardner, Billy Bob.
Allie Lardner. How do we know Allie Lardner? That was the blonde that's in the show. She looks great. I don't know, but it got my interest for
She was in Obsessed, Varsity Blues, Final Destination, The Rookie.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, The Rookie. I know I've seen her in The Rookie. Yeah, she comes and goes on that show. So Landman's out. Tulsa King is going to wrap up. That's been great. Have you watched any of the Tulsa King?
I love Tulsa King, but I've never seen... Sly Stallone is, you know, he's on my list of great actors that I love to see anything he does.
I do. I agree with that. Now, Bob, you quiet on... You didn't go see... You didn't like Tulsa King or you didn't try that yet?
I haven't tried it. Heard it's good.
Yeah, okay. You need to do that one. That's a good one. Drew Barrymore is going to be the center square on the new Hollywood Squares that starts in January. Nate Burleson is going to be the host. He's a sports guy. I think he's on the CBS NFL show, and he's going to be the host. Drew Barrymore is the center. There's also coming in January, returning The Price is Right at Night. That's beginning January 20, let's see, latter two. No, it's January 8th that's going to start up. So I'd rather see The Price is Right at Night than a rerun of some of these shows I've already watched. So that's not a bad thing to me. And the show SWAT is going to take over the time period of Blue Bloods starting January 31st. I like action shows. I like SWAT. So I binged that. That was on Hulu maybe or somewhere. Who can keep up with it? I can't keep up with it. Lady Gaga's coming to Netflix's Wednesday. Haven't seen that show, but that's very popular. Very, very popular.
Jimmy, before you leave, you recommended a show a couple of days back. My wife and I sat and watched it yesterday. John Williams' documentary was phenomenal.
John Williams.
It was so good.
Boy, you just shake your head and say, there's no one even. I love Henry Mancini, and I like several other people, but man, there has never been, I don't even know how to compare him to a classical composer. I don't think there's ever been anybody like John Williams in history or otherwise that's that prolific and has done that many great themes. That's the secret, is that you can go da-da-da-da or dun-dun-dun or da-da-da-da-da. It's so amazing how many themes you can do for him, which you can't do almost with anybody else. It's amazing.
You said it, and then I watched it and went, Jimmy was right. Most of us can't remember a lot of lyrics from songs or, you know, what somebody said in a movie, but we can remember the theme from Indiana Jones or E.T. Yeah. or Jaws. Absolutely.
Or Bond.
Yeah,
or James Bond.
All of those.
You know, some of those, the great themes are often the great movies. And it certainly was with John Williams. Now, he had some clunkers in there, too. He doesn't bat 1,000. I couldn't tell you the theme from Always, and I couldn't tell you the theme from Towering Inferno. And he did both of those. But the things he did do, you know, he's certainly a Babe Ruth anyway in batting average.
Yeah, it was a good show. It's only 48 minutes, too.
Yeah, it was good. Hour and 48, yep. Okie dokie.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow on Fun Friday. Jimmy Carter, brought to you every morning on this very same radio frequency app or however you're catching it, even on the podcast later, which you can easily find, for instance, from our website or the Odyssey podcast. And again, brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas, Swartner Farm and Ranch, and Precision Camera and Video. Ready?
I'm ready.
Quick break. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.